来到大家的中间，真是很谢谢。
And at this time of year, it's a special joy as we remember Christmas.
特别是在纪念圣诞节的时候。
I hope that you're able to follow the Advent readings.
我希望你们很高兴读到我的关于圣诞降临的那本书。
They have, my wife and I do it every morning as we begin our day.
我和我的妻子每天早上来读。
And we just found that it helps us to quiet our lives and slow the pace down.
发现我们可以来减慢我们的速度。
And this particular week, we're tracking with Dickens' book, A Christmas Carol.
过去的这一周，我们正在读一本书。
So I encourage you to stay faithful to that.
我鼓励大家好好的读。
The story is told about miners in North England.
这是一个关于北部英国矿工的故事。
And these miners would have to go down a shaft and walk several miles to get to the ore.
这些矿工要从中心竖井走几英里才能到达那些矿石。
And there was always a danger that they could get lost in these shafts.
他们在那里总是很容易走丢。
And one day, two miners got lost as they were walking around in the bottom of this shaft.
有一天，有两个矿工走丢了。
And they were lost so long that their lamps' batteries went out and they were in darkness.
他们迷路迷了那么久，以至于他们的头灯都灭了。
So imagine, you are in a spot where it is completely dark.
想象一下，我们在一片完全的黑暗中。
The only way that you could get around is to feel the wall around you.
你唯一能做的就是来感受你周围的墙。
And all of a sudden, these men started to panic.
突然间，他们开始恐慌。
They believed that their lives were in danger.
他相信他们的生命陷入了危难。
And in the darkness, they became hopeless.
他们开始绝望。
One of the miners said to the other, "We need to stop."
其中的一个矿工对另外一个说："我们需要停下来。"
Because I learned that in a mine like this, the air moves towards that central shaft.
因为我知道，在这样的一个矿井里，这个空气是流向中心竖井的。
And if we could pick up where that gentle breeze is blowing, that's the direction we need to walk.
如果我们找到那个微风的方向，我们就可以走出去。
So they stopped.
所以他们停下来了。
And one of the miners felt a gentle breeze come across his face and move in that direction.
其中的一个矿工感受到了那样的微风。
And he yelled, "I felt it! I felt it! We need to go this way."
然后他跳起来说："我感受到了，我感受到了，我们要向这边走。"
So they went in the direction of that gentle breeze, and they found the light.
所以他们顺服了微风的带领，最后找到了方向。
Isn't it ironic that they were set free from their darkness by a gentle breeze?
这个听起来很好笑，因为他们摆脱黑暗是靠了微风的指引。
We live in a day when the darkness is growing around us.
我们现在生活在黑暗侵袭的文化中。
You can see the darkness growing every day as you listen to the news.
当你看新闻的时候，你就会发现那些黑暗。
And it's easy to become overwhelmed by that growing darkness.
很容易我们就被黑暗侵蚀了。
But rather than grow hopeless about it, we need to find hope in the midst of darkness.
与其在其中绝望，不如我们在其中找到盼望。
It's time for us to quiet ourselves and sit in the dark, waiting for God to move.
现在就是我们静静地坐下来的时间，在安静中找到上帝让我们前进的方向。
And when we listen to God's directions, that's when we will find hope.
当我们听到上帝的带领的时候，就是我们找到希望的时候。
And I'd like to define what hope is.
我们来看一下幸福的定义。
In the English version of hope, it is an expectation that you believe will happen.
在过去的字典里，希望的定义是对某事发生的期望。
The biblical definition of hope is an expectation that we know something is going to happen.
圣经对希望的定义是我们知道有一个事情将要发生。
When the Bible says that we have hope, that means we know that God is going to do something. We're going to count on it. It's a promise.
当圣经说这里有希望的时候，是上帝将要去实现。
Hope is not an escape from problems. It actually gives us courage to go through the problem.
盼望并不是让我们去逃避问题，而是在其中充满勇气。
For the moments that we have today, I'd like to rediscover the hope of Christmas.
今天我们一起再来找回盼望。
And there's three timeless truths that are found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9.
在以赛亚书第九章，这里有三个真理。
The first timeless truth is acknowledge the darkness is great and pervasive.
第一个是承认黑暗是巨大而弥漫的。
The nation of Israel, when Isaiah wrote this, had been predicted to be overrun by the Assyrians.
当以赛亚写这本书的时候，他们正将面临灭国。
Isaiah said to the nation of Israel, "You are going to be conquered by Assyria."
以赛亚告诉他们，你们将要被亚述人灭国。
Now, how would you feel if you knew that this country was going to be overrun by someone in just a few years?
想一下我们怎么感受的？如果知道这个国家即将灭国
，It would produce a gloom and a dismay in us.
那是何等的痛苦，何等的害怕。
And that's exactly what these folks were facing. They were facing the darkness of a captivity under the Assyrians.
这就是他们所面临的亚述人带给他们的黑暗。
And there was not a hint that God was going to spare them.
并没有迹象表明会有帮助来拯救他们。
But you notice it says in here, but in the future he will honor Galilee.
但是在这里他却写了末后。
God was saying, yes, judgment is coming, but on the other side of judgment there is hope.
神说了，审判就将来，但是在另外一边，我们也是有盼望的。
And this hope is going to come from a very unexpected source.
这个盼望是来自于出乎我们意外的一个。
It's going to come from the land of the Galilee, from Galilee of the Gentiles.
它是从加利利而来。
Now that doesn't mean much to us, but Galilee was what you would call a hillbilly area.
加利利对我们来说没有什么意义，但那是一个乡巴佬的地方。
People look down on Galilee as an uneducated, wilderness area.
人们把它看作是一个缺少教育的荒蛮的地方。
Yet God was going to bring hope from that area.
但是从那里就有一个人将要带来希望。
And notice he promises that there is a great light that's coming.
他应许了将有大光来到。
This is not candles, this is not a bonfire, this is a new dawn for this whole area.
这并不是一个蜡烛，也不是一个篝火，而是大光。
What is this new dawn that's coming to the world?
这将来到世界的大光是什么呢？
It's not a political solution.
并不是一个政治的解决方案。
It's not going to be a bill that's passed by Congress.
并不是国会通过的法案。
This is a promise that God is going to work in this area.
这是神会来到我们中间工作的应许。
A light is coming into the world that has existed with God from all eternity past.
一个光将要来到世界。
The God who created the universe, the God who created all the stars, was going to come and visit our planet.
上帝创造了宇宙，创造了所有星星的上帝将要来到我们中间。
And he is going to bring his light to the darkest spots on our planet.
他将会把他的光带到我们的黑暗里。
Jesus said that he fulfilled this.
耶稣说他成了。
He claimed to be the light of the world, and whoever follows him would never walk in darkness.
他宣告了跟随他的人将不再生活在黑暗中。
Do you believe that Jesus is the light?
你相信神就是光吗？
Here is the key, though, to having a way out of the darkness.
这里就是我们走出黑暗的一个关键。
You must confess that you are walking in darkness.
我们必须承认我们活在黑暗中。
You must say, I don't know where to go.
我们必须说我不知道我上哪里去。
You must humble yourself before God and say, I have no hope without you rescuing me.
我们必须谦卑在神面前说，离开你，我们是没有盼望的。
And here's something about the human heart. We love the darkness.
这里有一个关于人心的真实，就是我们热爱黑暗。
We love being in control of our own lives.
我们喜欢掌控自己的生活。
There's something about us that we're so proud, we say, God, I don't need your help. I can get out of here myself.
我们是那么的骄傲，我们对神说，我们不需要你。
The key to finding hope at Christmas is to say, God, please rescue me.
我们在圣诞节找到盼望的一个关键就是，神啊，我们在黑暗中。
Even secular people realize what we've done.
你可以告诉人我们都做了什么。
Psychologist Carl Jung said that when men
心理学家卡尔·荣格说
He said that when men cut themselves off from God, then life turns empty.
说当人离开上帝的时候，生活就变得空虚。
When God goes from our lives, then our goals go from our lives.
当我们的生活中拿走上帝的时候，我们也失去了目标。
And when our goals go, then the meaning of life goes.
当我们没有目标的时候，我们也失去了意义。
And he said we end up dead people. And that is a picture of the culture that we live in. We are so far away from God as a culture these days. We can't even define what a woman is. That's how confused we are. The first timeless truth is you must acknowledge that you're walking in darkness and you need God's light.
这就是第一个真理, 我们要来承认我们生活在黑暗里。
The second timeless truth is that we must battle the darkness with God's power.
第二个是我们要来用神的能力来与黑暗征战。
This battle that's occurring with the Midians is what happened with Gideon in the book of Judges.
我们征战就是像米甸的征战一样。
The Midianites had gathered in Israel, and there were thousands and thousands of them.
米甸人开始聚集，有很多很多的人。
There was no hope for Israel to win this battle.
以色列人没有办法胜过他们。
But God said to Gideon, I want you to get 300 men and I want you to attack them.
神告诉基甸，我只需要300人。
300 men, Lord. There's thousands of them.
只有300对抗这么多人吗？
Gideon, 300 men, and I want you to have a lamp in your hand.
基甸，只有300人，我要你手里有一个灯。
And I want you to break those lamps and say, the battle's for the Lord in Gideon.
我想你把这些灯带过去，然后说为主而战。
And when they did that, the Midianites went into confusion and started killing each other, and the battle was won. God won that battle.
当他们如此做的时候，米甸人开始变得混乱，然后他们互相攻打，最后他们基甸人赢了。
Our generation shies away from using military metaphors.
现代的人回避使用一些军事名词。
We prefer to talk about a relationship with Jesus as a journey or a walk.
我们更喜欢把与主的关系说成是一个旅程或者是一个漫步。We
avoid using the word war or battle anymore.
我们回避使用战争和斗争这样的词。At
least the American church, though, for years, one of the most popular songs was Onward Christian Soldiers.
但是过去在美国教会里最流行的一首歌叫做
But because the American church has moved away from this idea of battle, we are losing the battle.
因为我们避免谈这个战争，所以我们失去了这个胜利。
Most Christians are not even aware there's a battle going on.
很多的基督徒都不知道正在有征战。
Did you know that Satan wants to destroy your life, your family, and this church?
你知道吗? 撒旦正想摧毁你的家庭和你的教会。
That's his agenda.
那就是他的日程表。
And we need to fight that battle with God's power.
我们要与撒旦斗争, 要用的是上帝的能力。
In previous generations, the enemy was the world, the flesh, and the devil.
在过去我们被教导的是三个敌人有世界、肉体和魔鬼。
And the only way to win that battle is with God's power.
唯一能够胜利的办法是使用上帝的能力。
How do we win with God's power?
我们如何来使用上帝的能力而战胜呢?
It starts with Good Friday.
从复活节开始。
Satan thought he won the battle on Good Friday.
撒旦想他在黑色星期五的时候他赢了。
But when Jesus died on that cross, he died in our place, a substitutionary atonement.
当耶稣死在家十字架上的时候。
And he took every one of our sins upon himself.
他把我们的罪都担在自己身上。
And when we believe that, we move from the darkness to the light.
当我们相信的时候，我们就从黑暗进入了光明。
And then to complete the victory, he rose on Sunday morning.
然后在周日早上的时候，我们的胜利就完成了。
Jesus' triumph on Good Friday and Easter is our victory and our power.
复活节就是我们的胜利。
And we can go into every day with that power protecting us from the devil's attack.
每一天我们都可以带着这样胜利的能力。
I encourage you to pray warfare prayers.
我鼓励你用征战的方式来祷告。
In the name of Jesus and the blood of Christ, I cancel every one of Satan's attacks against me.
在上帝的血和胜利之中。
Unless you're praying that prayer, you will stay in the darkness.
直到我们如此祷告，我们都活在黑暗之中。
You will not have power over the evil one.
你将没有办法胜利那个恶者。
But when we trust in what Jesus has done in the cross and the empty tomb, we have power to overcome our enemy.
当我们相信耶稣战胜了魔鬼和他的空坟墓的时候。
Let's move to the third timeless truth here.
让我们看第三点。
Surrender to God's solution for the darkness.
顺服于上帝的对黑暗的解决办法。
700 years before Jesus was born, an amazing prophecy was given.
在耶稣降生的700年前，有一个伟大的。
This new dawn that was going to be a light for the whole world was coming from Galilee.
这个新的曙光就要从加利利而来。
And not only would it come from Galilee, but it would come in a package of a 7-pound baby.
它不仅是从加利利而来，也是从一个婴孩而来。
That's not what we expected.
这并不是我们所期待的。
The Jewish people expected Jesus, the Messiah, would come and conquer all the enemies. He'd be king.
以色列人期待他是以君王的形象来到世界。
Completely opposite to their expectations.
与他们的期望正好相反。
But this is God's solution for the darkness.
但这就是上帝的解决办法。
For to us a child is born.
有一婴孩为我们而生。
This is God's initiative. He's the one that's sending this child.
这是上帝主动要做的，他把这个婴孩送给我们。
Everything is wrong until God sets it right.
所有的事情都是错的，直到上帝来纠正。
Our hope is found in what God did for us.
我们的希望是从上帝为我们而做的事情中发现的。
You can get every gift you want this year, but if you don't have the gift of Jesus, you have nothing.
你可以拿到所有你想要的礼物，但是如果你没有从神而来的礼物，你什么也得不到。
You can get a year-end bonus from your job and a turkey, and you have nothing if you don't have Jesus.
你可以得到一个巨大的红利， 但是如果你没有从主那里拿到，你就什么也没有。
When God gives, we must receive.
当上帝给我们的时候，我们必须接受。
We need to receive this child, Emmanuel, God with us.
我们必须接受这个从上帝而来的孩子。
And notice some of the characteristics about his solution.
让我们来看看他的一些特征。
The government will be on his shoulders.
政权必担在他的肩头。
Jesus didn't come to help us, he came to take over.
他并不是来帮助我们的，而是来掌权的。
Jesus is not a better version of the presidency.
他并不是更好的王子。
This is a whole new kingdom that he wants to establish.
他来了是一个全新的王国。
And he is the wonderful counselor.
他是奇妙测试。
You know, if you go for counseling today, you have got to pay about $150 an hour.
如果你去做咨询，你要一个小时付150。
And it's not even an hour, it's 45 minutes.
甚至不到一个小时，只是45分钟。
But you can have the creator of the universe give you counsel for free, anywhere, anytime.
但是你可以从全世界的创造主那里得到咨询，完全免费。
All you need to do is ask.
你所需要做的就是要去问。
And the advice that you will get from the wonderful counselor is perfect advice, could never be improved on.
你从他那里得到的建议将是完美的。
This baby is mighty God.
这个孩子就是全能的神。
He's not an avatar or divine-ish or close to God. He is mighty God.
他并不是一个神话人物，也不是类似神的，而他就是神。
Do not be deceived in thinking that Jesus is less than God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
我们不要把耶稣看小了。
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even at his birth.
他是万王之王，万主之主，即使在他刚刚生出来的时候。
He is the everlasting Father.
他就是那永在的父。
Now this is a term, Father, that you would use for the source of something.
这个父亲这个词就是你在描述一个来源。
But it could also imply that you can approach your heavenly Papa at any time for advice.
这也是在暗示我们可以来到天父面前。
It's interesting that Jesus said when we pray, we should say, Our Father in heaven.
这就是耶稣教导我们，当我们祷告的时候，我们要说天上的父。
And then he is the Prince of Peace.
然后他是和平的君。
If there's anything that shows that we are walking in darkness, it's that this culture has no peace right now.
我们现在的文化中没有平安，正是预表了我们活在黑暗之中。
Everybody's upset. Everybody's rushing around.
所有人都是难过痛苦的。
People have stopped smiling.
人们停止了微笑。
You can see the way they drive. They're angry.
你可以看到他们非常的愤怒。
But Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
但是耶稣是和平的君。
And if you want to have peace in your life, Jesus needs to be in your life.
如果你想在生命中拥有平安，那么耶稣需要在你的生命中。
And his kingdom will never end.
他的国从今直到永远。
I have a declaration to make at this moment.
我们这里要宣告。
Jesus' kingdom has come, and Jesus' kingdom is coming.
耶稣的国已经来了，而且正要来。
When you invite Jesus into your life, the King comes to live inside.
当我们邀请耶稣成为主的时候，这个君王来到我们的内心。
And yet one day his kingdom will be established on this planet.
终有一天他的国度将要建立在这个地球上。
And we long for that day.
我们非常期盼那天的到来。
So let me give you some Christmas homework.
让我们看一下我们的圣诞节作业。
Take your darkness to him.
把我们的黑暗带给他。
Say, Lord, I'm in this cave and I have no idea where to go.
上帝，我在这样的混乱中，我不知道何去何从。
The darkness is around me.
我被黑暗所侵没。
Would you rescue me?
你来救我吗？
When you humble yourself, that's the beginning of seeing the light.
当我们谦卑自己来到主前的时候，就是我们开始看见神的光的时候。
Second is swear your allegiance to him.
第二个是我们要来向主宣誓。
I swear my allegiance to King Jesus.
我宣誓我将效忠于君王耶稣。
I will love him with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of